All right, so today we have the conclusion of the 17-year-old who crashed the car. Yay! How could there be restoration with the 17-year-old that crashed a car and he shouldn't have been driving the car? You may remember this one. Go ahead and read this here. 17-year-old Matt and his dad just finished fighting about Matt's use of his dad's car without permission. Matt walked out on his father at the end of the argument and went to his room to sulk. Matt's father felt guilty about the fight. While he knew he needed to address his son's sins, taking the car without permission, lying about it, treating his father with disrespect, he realized that the manner in which he confronted his son was ungodly. Remember, he was really angry. He let his anger get out of control. He called his son various names. And he provoked his son to anger and failed to discipline him in a loving way. And he failed to show him the love and forgiveness of Christ, even while disciplining him. Matt's father took the form proclaiming God's forgiveness. It's in a guide. And approached his son's bedroom, knocking quietly on the door. He asked to come in. Matt responded, "Whatever." Does that sound about right? The father began by expressing sorrow over his temper and attacking his son. He asked for Matt's forgiveness. Matt quickly responded with, "Sure, Dad." This led Matt to admit taking the car, saying that he didn't realize he had damaged it. Matt explained that his friend called, depressed over a breakup with his girlfriend. Matt dropped everything and immediately drove over to pick up his friend and drive around so that they could talk in private. Matt's dad then introduced him to the form mentioned earlier and asked if they could try to confess their sins to God and to one another using the pamphlet. Matt agreed. Matt's father confessed first, specifically naming his own sins, asking God and Matt for forgiveness. Using the words of the form, Matt proclaimed God's forgiveness to his father and then offered his personal forgiveness. Matt then confessed his sin to God and his father, identifying some of his particular sins. Matt's father proclaimed forgiveness to him and offered personal forgiveness. Matt ended up paying for the damage to the car. That's the material issue, one of them. Most importantly, father and son reconciled through mutual confession and forgiveness. So, good deal.